to see Allah Ta'ala. Allah said, in this world here and in this worldly life, لَن تَرَانِي. Oh Musa, definitely, not at all. You can never be able to see me. Allah is beyond that. However, in Jannat, Allah will show Himself there. Allah will give such eyes that a person can see Allah Ta'ala. So this is, we have to understand that Allah Ta'ala, free from all types of things which can come in our mind. Our mind cannot reach Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The surah has been referred to as one third of the Quran Sharif. At one time, Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in his majlis, and this also is very important to understand, and when we read hadith, try and read hadith with understanding the various points in hadith. So many times we just read this hadith and we pass it by. But that Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu had a majlis. And this is exactly like today, a sheikh gives his murid khilafat and he tells him, you start majlis also. So, and then he starts his majlis. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had also ordered the sahaba to have their own majlis in the lifetime of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this, what is this type of tasawwuf, that there is a sheikh, he's got so many khalifas, and they are making majlis, is nothing new. It wasn't from after the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It wasn't from the time of Ali or Hazrat Hassan Basri radiallahu anhum, but from in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So in his majlis, Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that, who of you, speaking to all who came in this majlis, are so weak that you don't read one third of the Quran Sharif every night? So they said, who of us got that strength to read 10 suparas every night? So then Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, if you read Surah Qul Huwallahu Ahad once, you get the sawab of reading one third of the Quran Sharif. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not only ordered the sahaba to have majlis, but he oversaw it also. He went and inspected it also. How's the majlis carrying on? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that majlis said, Sadaqa Abu Ayyub. That Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is what he said is correct. That Surah Ikhlas is one third of the Quran Sharif. The reason for this, the ulama have explained, is that there are three main subjects which the Quran Sharif discusses. One is Tawheed, oneness of Allah Ta'ala. And the other is Ibadat, A'mal. And the third is Akhirat. Together with Tawheed is the Risalat of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. These are the three main things the Quran Sharif discusses. And we should read Quran Sharif and try and get this understanding. How many ayats where Allah has explained His Tawheed. Like for example, in the surah, which is such a great surah of the Quran Sharif. It was revealed, in fact, on the occasion when the kuffar of Makkah, the mushriks of Makkah, told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, asked him, tell us the nasab, the lineage of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Like we ask somebody from which country you come, especially like if it's from India, which gam you come, which village, which family you belong to, from which family is your mother, from which family is your father. So what is the lineage of Nabi of Allah Ta'ala? And one narration comes that Ka'b Ashraf asked that, introduce us, tell us who is this Allah you are inviting to. On that Allah revealed this ayat, and Allah said, Lam Yalid wa Lam Yulad. That Allah's lineage, Allah is not from any gham. Allah is not from this family or that family. Allah was not given birth to by anyone, and Allah has not given birth to anyone either. Allah is totally unique and totally different. Laysa kamithlihi shay. There is nothing like Allah Ta'ala. So this Tawheed, the surah itself, the surah Ayatul Kursi, Allahu la ilaha illahu al-hayyul qayyum, la ta'khuduhu sinatu wala naum, all introduces us to Allah Ta'ala. The very beginning of the Quran Sharif, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, that every type of praise, the in alhamdu, the al is istighraqi. That means it takes in whatever type of praise there is. And all that praise is only for Allah, because Allah is such that there is nobody, even a partner to Allah in praise also. And Allah Ta'ala is such that He is completely different. That's why all praise belongs to Him. Then Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, all these are the great qualities which are exclusive of Allah Ta'ala. Then we read the whole first page of 20 Supara, Amman Khalaqa Samawati Wal Ard, all the sifat of Allah Ta'ala. In 22 Supara we read, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ جَعَلَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. All this is the Tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. And everywhere, how many surahs, Surah Hadid, the beginning, how many surahs where Allah has explained His Qudrat, has explained Himself. So it is, therefore, it is one third of the Quran, the sawab a person gets, because one in it, Tawheed of Allah Ta'ala is explained. And if a person reads it three times, then he gets the sawab of reciting one whole Quran Sharif. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahab, Rahmatullah Alayhi, was one time on his journey from India to Hijaz, Muqaddas, Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. He had stopped over in Bombay for a few days. The third day, he called his khulafa and his main people. And he told them, see, this is my second, third day here in Bombay. And this two, 3 days, I made every day one khatam of Quran Sharif. And I passed the sawab to all the marhumeen of Bombay. And this is my habit, wherever I go, and this I'm mentioning, so that we should also inculcate and imbibe this habit in us. Whichever town we go to, read at least three times, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ, and pass the sawab to the marhumeen of that place, we will have passed one whole Qur'an Sharif sawab to the marhumeen. And Hazrat Shaykh said, this is what I do, and I advise you people also, wherever you go, you should do this. And an easy way to remember, make sure we read the du'as of entering a town. Allahumma barik lana fiha wa habibna ila ahliha. And immediately after that, read the three quls and pass the sawab to the marhums of that place. And your stay in that town will be very mubarak. If you went visit by somebody and you took presents for them, and as you entered, you went, I brought these presents for you people. How nicely are they not going to keep you? That this person brought a present for us. And the whole Quran Sharif sawab present you are passing. So pass it to the marhumeen of the town, who are buried in that town, and who are buried anywhere in the world. People of the town who are buried anywhere in the world. Perhaps they went for Umrah, Hajj. Perhaps they went to India, Pakistan, there, wherever, and they are buried there, they passed away there, so pass the sawab. And they receive that sawab. And they know who sent it also. And they make dua even for that person. Their duas have an effect, are accepted, though they don't get the sawab of making dua. In this world, whatever good deeds we do, we get the sawab of doing that amal. Once a person has passed away, he doesn't get the sawab of it anymore. There is no sawab in the akhirat. So anyway, so we should try and make this habit also. On one time, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he was sitting with him in a majlis. They were sitting together, and Hazrat Abu Dharr Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu passed by where they were sitting. So Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said, Hada Abu Dharr Ghifari, that this is Abu Dharr Ghifari. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam surprisingly asked him, Atarifu Abu Dharr? You know Abu Dharr? How come you know him? You people are of the heavens. Like a person who comes from another country and somebody passes, this is that person. You also get surprised how you know him. You are from India, you are from America, you are from China. How you know this person? And this is not from a country of this world, from out of this world. Jibreel alayhi salam is in the heavens. So Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam said, Huwa ashharu indana ma huwa mashhurun fikum. He is more famous amongst us than what he is famous amongst you people. Hazrat Abu Zar is even more famous. So he asked, Wabima, how come he is famous by you people, by the malaika? Bikathrati tilawatihi qul huwa Allahu ahad. Because he reads Qul huwa Allah ahad abundantly. Plenty he reads it. And Allah loves. The greatest thing for us is Tawheed. And Tawheed is filled to capacity in the surah. So Allah loves that. وَبِصِغْرِهِ فِي نَفْسِهِ. And because of his humility, he hardly thinks anything about himself. That is why also he's so famous. There are certain things which Allah loves tremendously. Amongst them is humility. To regard yourself as nothing. Allah loves that so much, and Allah makes you everything. Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi has written, knock on his door, the door of Allah, he will open it. In other words, make dua, Allah will accept your duas. Vanish, he will make you shine like the rising morning sun. In other words, be a nothing. Just vanish that I am nothing. And that is what annihilation that is required from us. Fana'i nafs, to destroy our nafs, is such that you don't even realize you have destroyed your nafs. That also, if you still think that I finished myself up, I'm a nothing, then still your nafs is still alive. But where you don't even now know that I am anything. Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali asked Maulan Rashid Ahmed Gangoi Rahmatullah Ali, what is your halat? Three things he mentioned. Amongst them, one is that whoever praises me makes me no difference to me. Whoever criticizes me makes no difference to me. That is an annihilation of nafs. No matter what people tell you, you don't feel bad. Don't feel bad about it. And the world can praise you, you don't feel anything about it. That is the annihilation of the nafs, that a person, and man tawadha'a lillah rafa'ahu Allah, that who humbles himself for Allah's pleasure, Allah raises that person. So, and we should annihilate our nafs to this extent, that for example, we are in jamaat and mashura, but they didn't ask you. The thought also doesn't come to you, why didn't they ask me? And they gave bayan to somebody else. Normally we feel, I should have got the bayan. I make the best bayan. I should have made the bayan. I should make elan. But you feel nothing. One day they put you to make main bayan. You feel nothing about it. Next day they put you to clean the toilets. And you feel nothing about it. That is when your nafs is finished. But when you still feel that for me, I'm the alim in the jamaat and they put me to clean toilets. How can they do that? That means your nafs is still very much alive. And then the other thing he said, fall. Allah will make you, raise you till the heavens. In other words, have tawadu. And Allah Ta'ala will raise you up and bring you very, very high. So this is that annihilation, to remove the nafs completely. This is required. So Hazrat Abu Zar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was blessed with this very great quality that he thought absolutely nothing. وَلِصِغْرِهِ فِي نَفْسِهِ, that I'm a nothing whatsoever. That you don't even think I'm a nobody. For me it means nothing if nobody asks me. That thought also doesn't come to me, that I don't exist. I'm a nothing. Nobody even has to ask me. So all this requires effort also. Anyway, Surah Ikhlas is the surah where the Tawheed of Allah Ta'ala is. When Allah Ta'ala created our arwah, our souls, and they were in Alame Arwah, the body wasn't there. Only the soul was there. The ruh. Then Allah Ta'ala asked, Alastu bi Rabbikum Tawheed. Am I not the only one who creates, sustains, nourishes you? There were no shops there. Our body also was not there. That we feel hungry, that we get sick, we feel happy, we feel sad. That also was not there. So we didn't need shops also. We didn't need farms also, factories, jobs, nothing. All said, undoubtedly, Allah, you are our Rabb, you are our Creator. And from this also we understand the real life is not this body's life, the ruh's life. That is the real life. So everyone, so Tawheed started from there already. Then when we came in this world, 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salam, Allah sent for Tawheed also. And the final Nabi, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, also for Tawheed. Allah started the Quran Sharif with Tawheed. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. It is filled with Tawheed. Allah ended the Quran Sharif also with Tawheed. Qul huwa Allahu Ahad. Allahu Samad. It is all Tawheed also. Then Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq, Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Nas is just a maintenance plan to protect your Tawheed, that no interference must come in your Tawheed. Actually, to seek refuge from Allah Ta'ala from four or five things. Three, four or five, just depends how we categorize it in Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq and Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Nas. And the main that we want interfere with our nafs is nafs. What our tawheed is nafs. So, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Three qualities of Allah, Allah mentioned. رَبِّ النَّاسِ, مَلِكِ النَّاسِ, إِلَهِ النَّاسِ. And what is it that will destroy a person? The greatest, waswas. مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ. Bad and evil thoughts. Now, evil thoughts of committing guna also. But more than that, what shaitan and he comes in the form of jinn and man, that Allah does not exist, that qabr does not exist, that dunya's people are doing things. We see things happening in this dunya by asbab. So that is that waswas that come, that now things are doing. Like a little baby, the mother gives it milk to drink from the breast. Or sometimes the mother doesn't have milk or not sufficient milk, gives it from a teaspoon, a bottle. So that small baby with its small brains thinks that my milk comes from my mother's breast or my milk comes from the bottle or from a teaspoon. But when the baby grows up a little bit, then it realizes and it says, no, actually the milk is coming from the fridge. My mother takes out the milk from the fridge and she puts it in a bottle and then she gives me. As he grows up more, he says, no, the fridge doesn't give the milk. The dairy man brings the milk. And then my mother takes it and puts it in the fridge. Or she goes to the supermarket and she buys the milk and she brings it. So my milk is coming from the dairy man. My milk is coming from the supermarket. But as he grows up more, then he realizes, no, it's not the dairy man who brings milk. Dairy man can't make milk. Or the supermarket can't make milk and give us. This is coming from the cow. And the cow actually is giving me my milk. And most of the people, that is where the yaqeen stops, that the cow gives milk. This is all asbab. But if you go further, you will realize and know that how can the cow make milk? Which factory did the cow put up all machines in its stomach that it's going to make milk? But it is Allah's system. And Allah is the one that makes the cow give milk. And that also, what a machinery Allah has put in the stomach of the cow, that it's eating grass. And in here also is another very great lesson for us to learn. Many of us say, I didn't get the opportunity in my life. I couldn't become an alim because my parents didn't put me into a darul ulum. They wasted my time in other things. Or that my brains were weak, I couldn't become. See a cow, what brains the cow got? And what is it eating? Only grass. And in winter, dry grass. Hey, it's eating all that. But it works all the time. And it produces such milk, which Allah says, مِنْ بَيْنِ فَرْثٍ وَدَمٍ لَبَنًا خَالِصًا سَائِغًا لِلشَّارِبِينَ. What a factory and what production of that milk. Just eating grass, but it produces that wonderful, enjoyable milk from which you get your ice cream then, from which you get your yogurt, from which you get your cheese, from which you get your milkshake. All these things comes from that milk. And so Allah Ta'ala has made, so we should take a lesson also. So anyway, we have to reach that Tawheed. Don't look at asbab that the bottle is giving me milk. Don't be further that the fridge is giving me milk, or the dairy man, or the supermarket, not even the cow. It is only Allah who gives milk. So that yaqeen, that tawheed, Allah alone. And this is just one example. But in everything, all the infrastructure of the governments of the world, or that we have in our homes, we have a system. Groceries are bought, and meat comes in from the butcher, or we go and slaughter, whatever, all this are all asbab. The doer behind the scene is the hand of Allah alone. So this yaqeen, this tawheed must come into our lives. Tawheed, there are different levels of tawheed. One is that we say the words of tawheed. We read, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, that I bear witness that Allah alone is the doer of everything. And for all students, especially those who are doing Baydawi Sharif, or those who will be doing the tafsir, the word ilah, how Imam Baydawi rahmatullah alayhi has explained it, don't only read it for exam purposes or just to know it, but go into it very thoroughly, that how Imam Baydawi rahmatullah alayhi has explained the word ilah and la ilaha, negate all that 8 types of ilah which he has explained, and only illallah, one Allah only we believe. And this is the first question in the qabr. The first question is about tawheed. Mar rabbuka, who is the one who created you, nourished you, sustained you? If our belief was that we believed in other things, we won't be able to. So just having the words that we say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, but the words of it is one thing. For example, we were in one foreign country, and one young man, grown up maybe about between 20, 25, studying at university. So we were talking, there was free time after Asr. So I asked him, what are you doing? Studying in a university, what are you studying? History. And in a place where very few people come to the masjid, he was there, so shows that outwardly, very, very pious man amongst how many millions of Muslims perhaps, but because of very big city, people are scattered, nobody, one masjid, you have to change 3-4 trains or buses to come. If you come with your own car, 2-3 hours to reach the masjid. So very few people come. So amongst them he came. So he's a very pious man. When I asked him about, he said history. I asked then, from what's the history of mankind? From where is mankind? And he told me, we are from monkeys. Now this is his aqidah. And he is one of the few who are so pious who come to the masjid. But this is the words he reads, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. But there is no tawheed. He believes that we are born from monkeys, etc. Then after I explained to him that, then I told him, from how did the world come? What's the history of the world? He told me the Big Bang theory. That one Big Bang took place and the world came into existence. Whereas Allah says over and over in the Quran Sharif, خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, Allah is the one who has created the heavens of the earth. So the words of tawheed are on our tongue. But many of us, there isn't tawheed. One place here in our country, very many years ago, a very pious man, he has passed away. Also in a town where there are very few namazis. He was a 5-time namazi, old man. But he had a worry, sincerely he had a worry. We went and visit him in his shop, and then he asked me, he says, I don't understand this, that Allah is there, and he makes us do good, and the evil we do, isn't that shaitan has also got power, and he makes us do evil. The khulasa, the summary of his talk was, that he was believing there are two gods, a god of good, and a god of evil. That Allah is the Allah, the God who makes you do good. And Shaitan is another God who has got power also. And he can make you do evil. So he's another God. So he's a 5-time namazi. But aqidah is the shirk in the aqidah. So this is important, that tawheed we have to have. So that is as far as words. Then there must be tawheed in the af'al of Allah. That is the workings of Allah Ta'ala. That Allah gives rozi, Allah gives shifa, Allah gives you a house. Like that, all of us will say, Allah does all this. But then in our practice, that I earn my rozi, I work in my shop, I go in job, I do this, I do that, then I get my rozi. So outwardly we say, Allah does everything. But is that yaqeen in our heart? If it is there, we won't do haram, earn haram, because Allah is the one who gives, and Allah has permitted us, and Allah made it asbab, means we must get engaged. There are two things. One, this is sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to use asbab. The other major thing, Allah put that imtihan. If our food was coming direct from Jannah, every day, everyone's plate of food, we will have full yaqeen Allah is giving the food. Allah gives that food. It is from Allah's hand, but Allah camouflaged it. And He gave it to you through the shop. He gave it through your job. He gave it through whatever other, you do plumbing, you do carpentry, whatever, through that means He gave it. Now, we have become so weak, we can't see that veil, that behind it, it is Allah who is giving. If a postman brings a money order, a check for you in the post, 10 million rand, and if you fall at the feet of the postman, oh, you brought for me 10 million rand, and you don't think of the person who sent it, that you phone him, or you write to him, Jazakallah, you send me 10 million rand, but you fall at the feet, the postman will also get surprised. That what's he, why is he praising me and he's falling at my feet? I only brought it. So all this means is only the postman. But behind the postman, it is Allah who sent it. So a mu'min must have that iman to realize that Allah is the one who is giving it, not the postman. So that is the tawheed in the af'al of Allah Ta'ala. Then tawheed in the sifat of Allah Ta'ala. The qualities of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is Rahman, and to the capacity that Allah is Rahman, nobody else is Rahman. Yeah, in this world, there are many people who are kind-hearted. They are also Rahim. They also are bahut rahim dil ho. You are very kind-hearted. You are very merciful. He's got that, but not like Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, people forgive also. But nobody can forgive how Allah forgives. So all the sifat of Allah, as they are in Allah, they are in nobody else whatsoever. A little glimpse of it, and is in mankind, and we should endeavor to acquire that. تَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ. Then the other sifat, and this is all madarij, going from one stage, from the words to the af'al, the actions of Allah. Then to the sifat of Allah. Then you come to the final, the zat of Allah. That Allah alone is, He is alone. There is no one else besides Allah Ta'ala. So we must have that iman also. And this is in the dua that we are taught to read in the 15th night of Shaban. Allahumma inni a'udhu bi afwika min iqabi. That's the af'al of Allah. Allahumma inni a'udhu bi afwika min iqabik wa min Allahumma inni a'udhu bi afwika min iqabik wa min ghadabika min sakhatik. The second one is that we seek Allah Ta'ala's pleasure from Allah's displeasure, Allah's becoming unhappy. Wa'udhu bika minka. That is the zat of Allah Ta'ala. So this tawheed is very, very important. And this little talk is not enough. But to just summarize it, Khaja Azizul Hasan Sahib Majzoob Rahmatullah Ali says, Mujhe maut na aaye, jab tak ke main raaz-e-tawheed se aaga na ho jau. Oh Allah, let me not die until I understand and know what is tawheed. Like this, we are all happy. We are Muslims. We believe in Allah. But whether Tawheed is still in our lives or not, and that's going to be the first question. And it must not happen that we are like wearing clothes, but inside a wolf in sheep's clothing. Or you got a Coca-Cola bottle, but you got vinegar, black vinegar filled in. You haven't got Coca-Cola filled in. So we thinking I got Tawheed, but actually there isn't Tawheed. Tawheed is very, very important. To realize what this tawheed is and to bring it within us. And one simple way that we have been shown is to repeat the kalima tawheed, which means zikr of la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. It has been a proven way. A person who will keep on making the zikr, Allah will bless him not only with real tawheed, but the whole of deen will also come in his life. That is why Mashaykh prescribed this as a simple antibiotic for the whole ummah. But we don't make the zikr. We hardly make it. We hardly read La ilaha illallah. We never think of trying to understand the meaning of La ilaha illallah. Our life is going to get finished. It must not happen. May Allah save us all. We have problems in the grave. Though we are making five times namaz, we are going for Hajj and Umrah also. We are becoming maulanas also. Everything we are doing. But if Tawheed hasn't come into us, it's a very dangerous thing. May Allah guide us and be kind to us.